The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for December 12th. Today's word is lunette, spelled L-U-N-E-T-T-E. Lunette is a noun that means something that has the shape of a crescent or half moon. It can also mean an opening in a vault, especially for a window, or the surface at the upper part of a wall that is partly surrounded by a vault, which the wall intersects, and that is often filled by windows or by mural painting. It can also mean a low, crescentic mound, as of sand, formed by the wind. Finally, lunette can mean the figure or shape of a crescent moon. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Financier by Theodore Dreiser. All the windows and doors were topped with lunettes of small paned glass. Lunette, a word borrowed from French, looks like it should mean little moon. Luna, being the Latin for moon, and et, E-T-T-E, being a diminutive suffix. There is indeed some 17th century evidence of the word being used for a small celestial moon, but that meaning is now obsolete. Earlier in the 16th century, lunette referred to a horseshoe having only the front semicircular part, a meaning that still exists but is quite rare. Other senses of lunette that are infrequently used nowadays include a blinder, especially for a vicious horse, and in the plural form, spectacles. Lunette is the usual term for eyeglasses in modern French. The oldest meaning of lunette, still in common use, is something shaped like a crescent or half moon, which our evidence dates to the early 1600s. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.